Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. Today we chat with Greta, who is an award-winning NASA research engineer who has joined Wild Virginia in our Clean Water Advocates program. Most recently, after returning to Hampton Roads, Greta began looking for new ways to apply her strengths to urgent environmental disparities back home. To her delight, she discovered in Wild Virginia an organization pioneering a statewide wildlife corridor and crossing effort, for which she had sadly seen the delay, casualties, and ever-growing need not only in the hills and mountains, but her coastal environments as well.
Thank you, Katie. I found out about Wild Virginia through internet correspondence with another environmental organization. I've been interested in environmental issues in Virginia for some time. I'm a Virginia native, and even though I've lived away from the state for a number of years, I've returned more recently. And that's how I found out about Wild Virginia, in reference to its habitat connectivity pioneering work, which excited me a great deal. And that led me to check out the website, and that led me to learn more about it. And I realized what an outstanding and truly pioneering organization it is.
Wonderful. And so the habitat connectivity work initially interested you, but now you're a part of this Clean Water Advocates program. Obviously, it is all connected, but tell us a little bit about what interested you in applying.
Well, having learned more about the organization, clean water really matters to me. I live sort of at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. My entrance to the water was through sailing primarily years ago when I was a girl, and fishing with my father and crabbing and those sorts of things, and loving birds and dolphins, et cetera, et cetera. And back in those years when I was a girl, there was a lot of pollution that I was aware of certain types. Then I've gone and been having my professional life, which has introduced me to a lot of very different technical disciplines and industries. And in returning home, so to speak, I was more sensitized to the effects of all of the technological world on the water in the Chesapeake Bay, and I could see it from my parents' home. And as a person with some years' experience and growing caring about the environment as I've gotten older, I certainly wish I had had such sensitivity when I was younger, but gratefully I'm developing it more now. I decided to become more active in seeing to its protection. And in doing so, I've started to dip my toe in the world of public commenting on various issues. And that's a scary thing, even though I've had quite a bit of scientific and technological background, writing about these things was daunting to me. And I wanted to do a good job. I wanted my notions to make a difference if they could. And so when this offering, this educational offering from such talent became available, I hoped I could be part of it so I could learn better how to participate as a citizen in protecting our waters.
Sure. And that's a lot of what I'm hearing and motivations for being a part of this pilot program, really learning how to plug yourself in effectively into this work. And so I'm also interested to hear about what your background is in, just because we have such a great eclectic group of advocates for this first round. So tell us a little bit more about what you did in the professional world.
Oh, dang. It's a wide range, I have to say. I've had the opportunity to do basic scientific and engineering research. I've had the opportunity to apply it in developing new technologies. I've had the opportunity then to see their application in kind of an economic development and urban planning kind of a way. I've had the opportunity to then, in seeing the application, understanding that injury can happen to populations, so have gone also in the world of environmental justice and protecting communities from the effects of those technologies. That might be kind of vague, but it's a whole range of disciplines, which I am realizing now bear often on various environmental issues. And that's very helpful, very helpful. So it's hard science from physics, chemistry, biology, aerodynamics, and so on. And it all relates.
Sure. So you've kind of seen the full life cycle of what development can do in its greatness and in its detriment, I should say. But so thinking about what you've learned in the program through public commenting, how to effectively write a comment, what other things are you looking forward to learning or have you learned?
I've learned that it's not just science and technology. The human aspect of all of this is the humanity and the nature, aesthetics, qualities of that sort are very, very important and matter and are actually amazingly folded into this amazing legislation we have called the Clean Water Act. It's there in writing. It's a profound piece of protection that we have. And those very first principles are stressed throughout this class. And we're reminded of that each time, that in our commenting, in our efforts to see to the protection of the environment, however we can do it with the skills that we're learning in the program, it comes back to these first principles, which we're very lucky to have and need to protect the legislation as well. Sure. So to come back to your question, it's the humanity. What's important for me to say to somebody if I have a concern is not just the science of it, but also the fact that perhaps the osprey outside is starving because it can't find enough fish to eat. And that troubles me. That matters. And a legislator would want to know that.
So you referenced the Chesapeake Bay and fishing and other outdoor recreation. And so I'm curious, what other sort of wild spaces in Virginia do you hold near and dear to your heart?
Well, every bit of it, actually. Throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to work throughout Appalachia, which is kind of, I have a lot of ancestors who have lived in Appalachia, kind of hardcore types. And my experience in Appalachia has come, for me, I've come to really appreciate my ancestors more and certainly the terrain. I've lived in the mountains. I've seen what mountain rivers and streams are like. They're stunningly beautiful and have such biodiversity in them and such cleanliness. We must preserve it. So I hold all of Virginia's extreme wealth of geography and waters very dear.
I love that. And likewise, I love this state. I'll never leave.
It's an amazing state. It is mm-hmm. amazing.
And so finally, my last question for you is, in your own words, why is clean water so important and why is it so important that we protect it?
I don't clean water, clean air. We truly, it sounds cliched, we can't live without it. But once it's contaminated, we're ruined. And we have such a bounty of it. It's so easy to think it's always going to be clean. It's always going to be there. There's more just around the bend. But we are at extreme risk of losing this resource that we truly cannot live without and we cannot replace. And I see it that critically and that almost desperately at this point. And that's why I hold it so dear and want to try to protect it. And of course, it's stunningly beautiful. And I love the wildlife. It's just wonderful.